This is Al.
Hello, this is Ebony giving a call back from customer support. How may I help you?
Let's see. You guys are charging me for something that which I don't think I subscribe. And initially, when I looked up your note calling it True Vivid, and searched that, it came back. I thought it was Medicare payments, but it's not. And so you've been charging me, and I'd like to cancel that.
Okay, may you provide me with that zip code?
80831.
And what's that name for you, your first and last name?
Al or Alvin Stuhlke, S-T-A-U-E-L-K-E.
Can you spell that last name again for me? I'm sorry.
All right, sure. It's S is in Sierra, C is in Charlie, Hotel, Uniform, Echo, Lima, Kilo, Echo.
Okay, I'm not seeing that under, and that zip code was 80831.
That is correct.
I'm not seeing an account under that zip code for you.
It's coming up as True Vivid.
Let me see if
the
I
amount
can.
Is $72.97 a month.
Let me see. Try a different way. Okay, so I'm gonna have to try to type in your first and last name. So, may you spell your first name for me?
Yes, it's Alvin, A-L-V-I-N.
And then
or
do that.
Al.
Or just A-L.
Yes.
Okay, and then do that last name one more time for me. Sorry.
All right. Sierra, Charlie, Hotel, Uniform, Echo, Lima, Kilo, Echo.
Okay, so I still haven't found anything in my system. So, with the customer service number that you called, where did you get that number from?
From my bank. It's from the debit. It's been the same number every month, and it's been there going since July.
Okay, so yeah, so that may just be a different customer service party because I'm not finding you in my system. So the last option, I did the phone number, the zip code, the first and last name. I can try to pull you up by, it's two more ways I can try to pull you up here, and that is by your email. And then the second option, which is my last option, is the first six and last four of that credit card number. So we can do the email first because I know some people aren't, you know, comfortable doing that with their cards. So we can just try that email first.
Okay, the email is going to be the same spelling, okay, except it's the letter A, it's an alpha, and then my last name, @elitenet.com.
Okay, so so we can only search one criteria at a time. So I deleted that last name. So I know I'm so sorry. So it'll be A and then your last name. Can you do that one for me?
Yeah. Okay. Estes and Sierra, Charlie, Hotel, Uniform, Echo, Lima, Hilo, Echo, at EliteNet.com. Elite is ELITE.
So, yeah, I didn't find nothing under that one.
Okay, you did?
No, sir, I still didn't get nothing for that email. Yes, sir. So nothing came up under it. So it may, and if we don't do the card, you know, that would have been my last option. But it still, it didn't come up for me for the first email, well, the first and last name, the email, the phone number, the zip code. So that would be my only last option. And if it didn't pop up for that one, then that it may have to be another customer service. You may have to call that number again. And I do apologize because I know that wait was probably long.
It was very long. In fact, coincidentally, I ended up with the same greeting and waiting and all that as on Friday when I called about another questionable charge.
Yes, sir. So,
that one, she found me and got me taken off.
And I do apologize about that. Now, we can do the first six and last four, but that's just up to you. That's just up to you. I give that up to my, you know, who calls me. I leave that option to you guys.
You can't do the first four and last four?
It tells me, it says the first six and the last four. And I'm not sure why it's like that, because that's my, when I first started this company, that was my first time seeing something like that as well.
Information out. Surprised me if you can't find me since you guys are charging me every month.
Yes, sir. So with me not seeing you in our system, then it might not be us, cause I'm or anybody that I work for, because I'm third party and I assist over multiple vendors. So it's either, you know, if we don't do that option, I don't blame you. I totally understand. And I'll just give you the advice to just call that bank and, you know, have that dispute process go on. Or, you know, they're basically like a fraud process. But the only thing with that, you know, with that, you know, you'll have to get another card and et cetera.
Use another card. What do you mean? I want.
I'm sorry. What was that?
What do you mean to use another card?
Like if you called you, I was saying, you know, if we don't do the, you know, the last option that I do have, I don't blame you. That I, the advice that I would just give you is just calling that bank and, you know, going with the dispute process. And but that's basically like a fraud process as well. So they'll get issue you another card and et cetera.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Unless you have, I mean, do you see this True Vivid as one of your customers you represent?
So how it is on my end, like, our calls are automatic, so, you know, our calls are automatic, so it's just be different. Once I get off the phone with one customer, another one, it automatically pops up. And they just send their protocols, and then the account, you know, I'm able to get into that if I'm able to find you. And then that's how I see, like, how much, you know, what the charges are and what they were made for. But that's it. I wouldn't see, like, what company actually was billing you or, you know, nothing like that.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And I do apologize about that. I'm sorry about that.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I hope you have a wonderful day and happy holidays and that you'll be able to figure this thing out.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
Bye.